new.
How do you know you're ready when you haven't played a lot, you haven't practiced a lot? Just kind of sit and here you are, ready to go Sunday. How do you know when you're ready?
Yeah, you know, well, the whole time all along, it was just getting ready for whenever this time would come. And, you know, I knew I was ready. You know, I knew I was taking the mental reps being out the last couple weeks, even going into the first game, the first preseason game. You know, I felt very confident, felt like I've developed at a fast pace, and now it's here. You know, now it's here, and I'm really confident in myself and confident in this team, and I'm excited for it.
What was your first reaction when Doug told you you were the starter for game one?
Yeah, it was it's actually funny. I was actually laying in the middle of a cornfield hunting when that happened. So I got the call, and I was obviously very surprised, but instantly I was just really excited. You know, I was a lot of excitement going on, and we quickly cleaned up and got out of there because there was just so many emotions going on, and it was with my family and stuff. So, you know, now it's just kind of down to the business, you know. And but I can tell you I'm very confident, and I'm very excited to get this opportunity. Hunting geese.
Where?
Hunting some geese in Jersey.
Camden?
somewhere in Jersey. We were hunting.
When did you get cleared?
So we knew today technically, but we knew kind of going forward last week it would have been pretty close being able to play. It just, you know, it wasn't worth the minor risk there was. So we kind of knew right when that game was over. When week one rolled around, we'd be ready to go, and so got technically cleared today.
Was there a moment when you knew that you were ready?
Not really. You know, not one specific moment where I think of, but, you know, I just knew ever since OTAs this summer, you know, diving into the playbook and then going forward. Really, that preseason game, I guess I walked away feeling really extra confident with it. You know, it wasn't prettier by any means, but I didn't feel overwhelmed or anything, just felt very confident with it, and, you know, now it's here. Yep. We're good to go. We're healed and ready to go. You know, that was almost two full weeks ago. So we're healed and ready to go.
Every young quarterback has bumps in the road and things don't always go as planned. How prepared do you feel for, you know, the downtimes, the interceptions, when things don't go well?
Yeah, you know, that's the way life is. That's the way the game of football is. Like you said, especially young quarterbacks usually experience some bumps in the road, and I'm just going to take them in stride. You know, I'm going to learn from my mistakes, and I'm just going to keep getting better and keep putting this team in good situations to win some ball games.
Have you talked to Sam?
Yeah, I actually reached out to him, spoke with him. You know, I just thanked him for everything he'd done, helping me and really being a mentor to me, and really wished him luck. And, you know, we exchanged some nice words, and so I appreciate everything he did for me while we were here together. There's really none. There's really none. Ribs are feeling really good.
Are you going to wear a jacket?
Yeah, you know, almost all quarterbacks always do. So I had one on when I had broke the ribs too. So it's just one of those fluky plays. So, but yes, I will be wearing a flak jacket like always.
Kurt, how prepared are you to handle the pressure now that comes with being the starting quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it kind of just is what it is. You know, you inherit the pressure. I really just block it out. It's just a game of football, and I'm ready to go out there and play within myself, play within this system, and really lead these guys. And, you know, the pressure and all the outside, everything, it's just a game of football, and that's how I view it. And, you know, I'm just ready to attack it and do my best.
When Doug called you to tell you that you were the starter, was that also how you found out about the trade, or was there some time in between?
There was a little gap, but it was kind of implied right away, and then we had spoken to kind of clarify it again. And so, yeah. Just get in the playbook. Get in the film room and study the Browns. You know, we had a little jump start on them, you know, going back last week, and you know, really just got to prepare my tail off. Who knows what they're going to do, being a young quarterback and all. We'll see what they want to do. But yeah, just go prepare and get on the same page with the O-line, the whole offense, and I'm excited for it.
Carson, a lot of young guys have had success recently. Luck and Matt Ryan and Flacco, RG3, who you'll see Sunday. Does that give you some comfort level that a lot of guys have been able to do this from the get-go?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. I think everybody's different. Everyone's got their own scenario. Everyone comes from a different background. Everyone's got different pieces around them. And, you know, I'm just really excited for my opportunity. And, you know, I feel very confident that we will be successful here this year.
Carson, the play that you took the hit on, what did you learn from that? Were you trying to not give up on the play? Or what would you do differently? I mean,
It was just a learning experience just to communicate. Communicate, you know, when I was hot with my running back, when I had to get the ball out. You know, it was just kind of a miscommunication thing that I just have to kind of be more demonstrative and express the communication. So I learned from that, and it won't happen again. Yeah, you know, I feel, you know, going back to even when I first got here, I feel like I've earned respect. Just how I go about my business, how I carry myself. But, you know, there's nothing different that I got to do now. It's still football. Just kind of still be the same guy, you know, and just play ball. And I think those guys believe in me, and, you know, I'm excited for it.
What was your conversation with Chase Lane and the fact that you now leapfrog?
Yeah, you know, we just really talked about business, talked about how we're going to approach the week and how we're going to approach it going forward. We didn't really talk about the details. It was, you know, we were both on the same page, and, you know, he's been great, even just today, just being a mentor even further now, and another set of eyes for me and everything. So that's been really good so far, and I'm looking forward to that continuing.
Thanks,
everybody.